The competency of fishing very much rests with the European Union because we have a common fishery policy, and a lot of the regulation and the effects of that are felt here in Ireland. You're correct in the assessment that Ireland has now taken a better focus on fishery matters than what it has for the last 20 years with the creation of a dedicated minister, also in the Oireachtas Committee. But I think it's important to focus on the European level that at present we have an evaluation of the common fishery policy. That needs to become a full review of the common fishery policy. This is a policy that's in place now 42 to 43 years, and it's probably the kernel of all the problems that the Irish catching and processing sector feel, because we, as a result of that policy, can only catch less than 15% of the fish that's caught around the island of Ireland. The other European member states catch over 85%, and that's an unfair distribution. Likewise, post-Brexit, post-TCA, the impacts of that, where we had to contribute 40% of the value of the agreement that made it possible for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. So there's a lot of unfairness that's central to how Ireland has been treated as a maritime and fisheries nation within the European Union. That has to be worked through now in a process, and a lot of that will happen under the tenure of Costas Kadis, who will be the commissioner for the next 5 years.
Do you feel he has taken on board the concerns that have been outlined to him?
Well, there was great unity and resolve of purpose in terms of all the fishing representatives that were there, from the processing sector, which I represent, the various POs that represent offshore and inshore, as well as aquaculture. So we were all around the one table, and the message from each of us was very clear. The common fishery policy is unfair. How Ireland has been treated is unfair. And all this unfairness is leading to a frustration with European policy and with European, the Directorate of Fisheries and Maritime. So we need now to look at what's not working and correct that and put a better solution in place that's fairer to Ireland. This should have happened 20 years ago. It should have happened 10 years ago. But now is the time to make it happen.